We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants.
That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under a merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, splendid viewers, to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Yorubird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band, Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Yorubird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 56 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista and Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliqui, San Joaquín and Santa Elenita. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Aborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Celera, Channel 51 on CIMA TV Cable Company. In Engativa 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Paraguay, in Vallemi, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraquai Cable Company. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Domoa SA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguatzu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguatzu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CietSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Buea on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Iritanet City, Channel 26 on Ulha Tinga Cable TV and Channel 50 on Himon Cable TV. In Swatter, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongoth. In Dar'an Ul Province, Channel 8 on Dar'an Broadcasting System. Channel 14 on Ulha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, and Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. In Khotul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Underhan City in Khimki Province, Channel 23 on Sanbord Company. In Sanshun City in Dorongov Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. And in Mandelgov City, Channel 12 on Khoral Cable TV. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan U Cable. Nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 95 on Yongjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingchung Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tung Tai Cable TV. In Jia'i County, Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV. And in Putsu City, Channel 90 on Da Yung Cable TV. In Jia'i City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Dolio Township on Xialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Yuansheng Township on Beikong Cable TV.
Supremaster Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United States donates $700 million to Tanzania to enhance infrastructures. In humanitarian news, an Australian man saves the lives of 2 million babies. In animal news, scientists find that orangutans' calls have embedded messages. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 20th, is Yom HaAtzmaut, or Israel's Independence Day, commemorating its establishment as a state in 1948. Israel has several United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Sites. Among them is the Biblical Tells in Megiddo, Hazor, and Beersheba. They contain examples of elaborate methods of collecting water underground and thriving agricultural activity. More than 200 of these tells, or prehistoric settlement mounds, are located in this Middle Eastern country. Famous Israeli artists include acclaimed violinists and conductors Maestro Itzhak Perlman and Maestro Pinchas Zuckerman, and distinguished pianist and conductor Maestro Daniel Barenboim. May the God-loving people of Israel have a memorable Independence Day.
Lion News. Lives lost to Afghan quake. Shortly before midnight on Sunday, April 18th, a 5.3 magnitude earthquake in northern Samangan region cost the lives of at least 7 people, with injury to more than 70, and over 300 homes collapsed or damaged. Tremors were felt as far away as the city of Kabul and the neighboring countries of Uzbekistan and Tajikistan. Deputy Governor Ghulam Saki Baglani stated that access to the region was difficult due to the landslide set off by the quake, blocking mountain roads that already took 8 hours to navigate in good conditions. He added that 3 civil units were being sent to address needs for relief and damage assistance. Our appreciation, Deputy Governor Baglani, and all personnel going to assist the quake-affected residents. It saddens us to know of the lives lost, as we pray for the protection of the Samangan people and that more considerate stewardship of the environment helps alleviate calamities as these.
China struck by extreme weather. Floods that occurred on Friday, April 17th, in the northwest Altai city of Alakak County are among the most recent of conditions to disrupt communities throughout the nation. Officials are traveling to assess damage from the inundation that affected over 500 homes, blocking roads and damaging other property.
Meanwhile, in northeastern Heilongjiang province, an overnight snowstorm earlier this past week prompted a red alert to be issued and forced the closure of five major highways. In southeastern Jiangxi province, the rainy season has arrived half a month early, forcing hundreds of people to evacuate as torrential precipitation drenched 45 counties. In the southwest, drought continues to parch the provinces of Yunnan, Guizhou, Sichuan, and Guangxi-Zhuang Autonomous Region, as the region also faces rising temperatures.
A statement from the Ministry of Civil Affairs reported that more than 25 million people and over 8 million hectares of arable land have been affected. As the central government works to provide 60 million cubic meters of water for the drought-hit areas, meteorological experts state that these weather extremities are being aggravated by climate change.
We send our sincere thanks to the officials and regional government agencies working to alleviate conditions for the Chinese people, wishing all affected residents a soon recovery to the stability of their regular lives, and that such disturbing events are eased through our increased dedication to restoring the harmony of our planetary home.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Norway's government aids the people of Niger. The Norwegian government has donated $1.7 million to humanitarian organization CARE and the United Nations World Food Program for their work to prevent hunger in Niger. With nearly half the country's 15 million people having been said by the United Nations to be facing a food crisis, the funding will go towards the purchase of seed grain and the creation of new irrigation projects. Providence bless Norway for your caring actions to assist brethren in Niger. Surely such thoughtful care will bring abundant comfort and resiliency to the gentle Nigerian people.
Kingdom of Toro crowns King Oyo. Over 100 African and international leaders gathered in Uganda to witness the crowning of Oyo Nyimba Kabamba Iguru Rukidi IV, new Omukama of Toro. In 1993, the four traditional kingdoms of Uganda were reinstated by President Yoweri Museveni in recognition of their important cultural roles. King Oyo officially succeeded the throne upon his father's passing at age 3, and now at age 18, has been given judicial powers by the Mutoro people. We send our respectful congratulations, Your Majesty Rukidi IV of Toro, for your new role. May your leadership be guided by wisdom to fulfill the noble ideals of the warm-hearted people of Toro.
Animal fighting tools banned in Nebraska, USA. Governor Dave Heineman of Nebraska, USA has signed a new law that prohibits the possession of any items related to human-induced animal fighting. Such tools, such as sharp knives that are strapped to the heels of roosters, adrenaline-like and other drugs and venues staged for dog fighting, have all been banned. Our salute and admiration, Governor Heineman, for this humane law to protect animals. We pray that more and more members of society embrace such peaceful ways for the benefit of all fellow co-inhabitants.
Natalie Portman honored as Best Celebrity. Hollywood award-winning actress and vegan Natalie Portman has been chosen by leading British newspaper The Independent as Best Green Celebrity owing to her many endeavors and successes in eco and animal activism. Miss Portman has been a vegetarian since the age of 8 and switched to plant-based fare only a year ago after reading Jonathan Safran Foer's book, Eating Animals. Her animal advocacy efforts include traveling to Rwanda to film Gorillas on the Brink, and she recently announced her resolution to travel carbon neutral. A big bravo, Natalie Portman, on your deserved award and accomplishments. May your shining star continue to illuminate the life-saving benefits and joys of the compassionate and earth-friendly vegan lifestyle.
Loving Hut welcomes customers in Busan, South Korea. As the world's fastest-growing chain of vegan fast-food restaurants, Loving Hut International originated from Supreme Master Qinghai's wish to provide affordable, diverse, and nutritious plant-based cuisine to the public. In the past year, dozens of Loving Hut branches have opened in South Korea, making it a well-known and welcomed name. One of the most recent locales receiving excited customers is in Busan, South Korea, where there are now 4 Loving Huts. Our South Korean correspondent tells us more.
부산 역사의 중심이자 교통의 요충지인 동래구에 위치한 이곳은 한국인의 입맛에 맞춘 토속적인 메뉴를 친환경 비건 채식으로 맛볼 수 있다고 하는데요. 과연 어떤 메뉴로 사람들의 입맛을 사로잡는지 한번 들어가 보겠습니다.
정말 산뜻하고 정말 깔끔하고 그렇네요.
마음 놓고 채식 위주로 식사를 할 수 있게 돼서 정말 기쁘게 생각합니다.
채식으로만 다 해도 맛도 괜찮고 밖에서 사 먹는 거랑 차이도 없고 편견이 많이 없어졌어요. 그리고 앞으로 채식이 많이 보급됐으면 좋겠어요.
지금까지 한국 부산이었습니다.
A round of applause, Loving Hut, on your promising launch of yet another restaurant in Busan, South Korea. We are thankful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's steadfast encouragement for this vegan franchise. Surely, with such appealing meals so readily available, a vegan world of harmony and health is just around the corner.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I have made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat. Because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Tout le monde sait bien, si on veut rendre notre planète soutenable, il va falloir réduire notre consommation de viande, ça on le sait bien.
My name is Jens Holm, I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Italian couple freed. Mr. Sergio Cicala and his wife Ms. Filomena Cabure are safely in the company of Malian officials following their detainment last December 2009. The couple had been traveling to make a family visit at the time. Italian Foreign Minister Franco Frattini stated that their release had come with the assistance of the Malian government and several months of diplomatic negotiations. We send our earnest appreciation to Minister Frattini, officials of Mali, and all others for their patient and fruitful diplomatic endeavors as we join in relief at the safety of Mr. Cicala and Ms. Cabure, wishing them a joyful reunion with family and friends.
Save Our Planet. Scientific paper links climate change to increased volcanic activity in Iceland. The eruption of the Icelandic volcano that began last Wednesday, April 14th, has continued with a giant plume of ash that prompted a massive shutdown of air travel as it spread across Europe, leaving millions of passengers stranded and uncertainty as to when flights would resume.
We were stuck for 3 days at London.
In Iceland, the heat of the Eyjafjallajökull volcano unleashed flooding due to increased glacial melt, forcing hundreds of evacuations. Iceland's health officials have also advised air masks for nearby residents and that companion animals be brought indoors to protect their respiratory systems. A further concern is that the ash could contaminate drinking water. Further volcanic activity on Monday, April 19th, dashed hopes of resumed air travel in some parts of Europe, as officials stated that the new ash cloud was headed toward the United Kingdom. The UK's National Air Traffic Service said that the worsening situation made flights for places like Northern Ireland uncertain. In fact, as the initial volcanic ash cloud reached the eastern Canadian province of Quebec on Monday morning, Transport Canada grounded flights for some airports in Newfoundland and Labrador province. With another volcanic plume expected to bring even more concentrated ash, further flight restrictions may be imposed for safety. The International Air Transport Association estimates conservatively that airport closures are costing affected airlines over $200 million per day in lost revenues, plus other costs such as care for stranded passengers or aircraft, while the German Chamber of Commerce calculated that the nation was losing $1.3 billion daily.
This is unprecedented. Such a long time, such big airspace totally closed. And this is, of course, something what cannot be very easily solved immediately.
Scientists monitoring the region state that Eyjafjallajökull's initial eruption created more ash than a non-glacier volcano because the magma was pushing up through ice that was 200 meters thick. With the glaciers nearly gone now, plumes have diminished. However, the researchers caution that this recent activity could set off other volcanoes, such as the massive Katla, whose glacier is more than twice the thickness of Eyjafjallajökull. Katla's last eruption nearly a century ago caused major flooding and lasted for a year. Also, previous experience in Iceland and other countries such as Mexico warn of disasters such as the heat of eruptions causing the volcano's ice caps or those of nearby glaciers to melt, resulting in potentially fatal mudslides. According to researchers Dr. Freystein Sigmundsson of the University of Iceland and Dr. Carolina Pagli of the University of Leeds in the United Kingdom, global warming can cause ice-capped volcanoes like Iceland's Eyjafjallajökull to more easily erupt due to the ice loss causing a release of pressure on the hot rocks beneath the Earth's surface. The rocks then expand and liquefy into the molten substance known as magma. With global warming over the past century causing the formation of an estimated 1.4 cubic kilometers of new magma, Dr. Sigmundsson stated, eventually there will be either somewhat larger or more frequent eruptions in Iceland. Moreover, papers just published by the UK's Royal Society indicate that global warming effects like melting ice, more intense storms, and rising sea levels are causing other events such as rock falls and landslides. In fact, leading British volcanologist Dr. Bill Maguire stated that even small changes in atmospheric temperature or pressure can set off both volcanic and earthquake activity from within the planet's crust.
Our sincere thanks, Dr. Sigmundsson, Pagli, and McGuire, as well as all scientists and public officials for your factual insights and efforts to help people cope with these troubling events. May humans everywhere move quickly to adopt sustainable lifestyles that renew the stability of our earthly home.
In a May 2009 public video conference in South Korea, Supreme Master Ching Hai urged once more for solutions that would lessen both climate change and such distressing occurrences on the planet.
It's not only global warming that will be facing us. We have also sunspot exploding, and it's going to be bigger. And we might have even explosive, like volcano, from the middle of the earth, from the ocean, that will blow everything up. So, it's not technical reparation that we have to concentrate on. It's the retribution, the cause and retribution that we have to pay attention to. We just have to stop killing animals and men. We have to stop it. And then everything else suddenly will come clear. We will find better technical means to tackle the climate problem, the sunspot might even stop exploding. The ocean explosion might just stop. The typhoon might just stop. The cyclone will be silenced. The earthquake will just be gone. Everything else turn to peaceful way of life because we create peace. And then we will have peace. Peace not only among humans, but among all co-inhabitants. That's why I keep emphasizing the vegetarian diet.
Save our planet. French explorer collects climate data in first solo balloon flight over the Arctic. Jean-Louis Etienne, a physician and explorer who in 1986 was the first person to reach the North Pole alone, has made a premier solo flight across the Arctic Circle in a solar-powered hot air balloon.
The 63-year-old launched from Norway and landed in eastern Siberia 5 days after, traveling a total distance of 3,130 kilometers. While in flight, he also gathered data on carbon dioxide levels and the Earth's magnetic fields. Without much sleep during the 120 hours of his trip, Mr. Etienne observed upon his successful landing, "When you are determined, you can really do remarkable things that you thought could not be done. I surprised myself."
Our accolades, Dr. Etienne, on your unprecedented aerial voyage over the Arctic. Wishing you the best in your continued work and that such exemplary green deeds motivate us all toward greater conscientiousness and care for our fragile atmosphere.
Save our planet. According to a new MARPOL International Marine Treaty resolution, Caribbean waters will be offered greater protection as ships traveling through the region are prohibited from discharging pollutants such as garbage, sewage, or oil.
Save our planet. A study analyzing temperatures in India from 1901 to 2007 shows that they have been steadily increasing, with nighttime temperatures rising 0.2 degrees Celsius per decade since 1970 nationwide.
Save our planet. Experts at the Qatar Sustainability Conference 2010 recommended that solar energy be used throughout the Persian Gulf region for cooling, along with the conservation of wetlands to reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
Save our planet. 4 out of 19 glaciers on Yulong Snow Mountain in Lijiang, a famous scenic spot in southwest China's Yunnan province, have completely disappeared, with the average temperature in Lijiang City rising 1.3 degrees Celsius in the past decade alone.
I'm Daisy the alpaca with a tip of the day. I'm following an earth-protecting plant-based diet, by the way. Have you heard of solar-powered wireless speakers? They enable you to easily enjoy music outside without an electrical outlet. In addition, they work with several types of media players. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
In world news, the United States donates $700 million to Tanzania. The funds, to be contributed through the Millennium Challenge Corporation, will be used to enhance water, electricity, infrastructure, and the nation's Agriculture First initiative. In addition, projects in collaboration with the United States Agency for International Development will support the production of fruits and vegetables. Our sincere gratitude, the United States, and God bless your generosity. May the fine people of Tanzania welcome many happy and bright tomorrows on a sustainable planet.
In humanitarian news, an Australian man donates blood for 56 years. Mr. James Harrison had a blood transfusion which saved his life during surgery when he was 14 years old. At that time, he promised when he was old enough, he would become a blood donor. From the age of 18, Mr. Harrison has given blood on 984 occasions. Due to his unique blood type, Mr. Harrison has saved more than 2 million infants who had rhesus disease, a very serious form of anemia. Our hats off to you, Mr. James Harrison. Heaven bless your loving heart and lifetime of sharing. May you be graced with many more years of health and joy. Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Mr. James Harrison with the Shining World Hero Award for his life-saving donations. Up next on Noteworthy News, male orangutans convey important data through their vocalizations. We'll let the cat out and come right back. More informative news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, illustrious news for a shining world. In animal news, orangutans are found to make long-distance calls. Dr. Carol van Schaik, director of the Anthropological Institute and Museum of the University of Zurich, and an international team of scientists, studied the vocalizations of three mature male orangutans in Borneo's Indonesian region. It was discovered that certain of their calls, which traveled over a kilometer in dense jungle, contained embedded information. This included the identity of the caller and reason for the message. It was also observed that interested females responded, while others chose to ignore the communication. Our many thanks, Dr. Carol van Schaik and colleagues, for your fascinating research. May the intelligent orangutans have large and safe territories on which to roam and thrive for eons to come.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Afrikaans entitled, Playing House.
A klein meisie en a klein sientie was by die kleuterskool. Die meisie genade die sientie en sê, Hey, a dame, wil jy huis speel? Hy sê, Sekerlik! Wat wil jy hier moet dat doen? Die meisie antwoord, Ek wil hê jy moet met my communikeer. Hy sê toe vlot, Daardie woord is te groot. Ek het geen idee wat het beteken nie. Die klein dogtertjie grimmik en sê, Perfek, jy kan die man wees.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
I'm so glad to have the privilege and opportunity to write. Supreme Master Television is from heaven, representing compassion and love for humanity, the best in the universe. Gideon.
Hi Gideon, it's wonderful to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
Gentle Gideon, thank you for your very sweet words. We pray that all people embrace God's immense compassion for all beings. May heaven bless you abundantly. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to Heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your every moment be graced with benediction from the divine. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
With both governments placing a high priority on youth development, delegates from Kuwait and Azerbaijan meet and sign an agreement to increase cooperation and exchange in the field of youth and sports.
United States President Barack Obama signs a bill that extends unemployment benefits to assist those still seeking work until they are able to find jobs.
A French archaeological mission to the United Arab Emirates, together with museum experts of the Al-Kuwain Emirate, discover on the island of Aqab a sanctuary dating back over 5,000 years, making it the oldest known in the region.
The Municipal Corporation of Gurgaon in Haryana State, India, assumes the care of two abandoned circus elephants, providing them with food and shelter.
UK researchers conclude from a study of the social networking website Twitter that it could serve as an effective early warning system for potential epidemics, as well as facilitate the delivery of healthcare services.
Israel's Supreme Court rules that renowned Israeli Arab author Alaa Lehel, as a winner of the Beirut 39 Literature Prize, is permitted to receive the award in Lebanon's capital city.
Thanks to long-awaited favorable conditions, U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration scientists are able to create a first-ever movie of lightning storms on Saturn, complete with visual imagery and sound.
Former U.S. Presidents Bill Clinton and George W. Bush urge members of Congress to increase allowances for clothing exports from Haiti to the United States to create jobs that will help rebuild Haitian lives and livelihoods.
Australia's Queensland Council of Social Services states that if the government would assist the financially disadvantaged in purchasing fresh food instead of fast food items, their health would be preserved, along with $1.8 billion in medical costs.
92 years young, Cristalla Petropolo of New York, USA, fulfills a lifelong dream as she becomes ordained as a Greek Orthodox nun.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.